Here we go. So we're going to try, if we can, to get back to the Tosfos. In the meantime, we're going to start with the Braisa. There's some interesting things. I haven't really gotten to the bottom of it. Maybe we'll have it to get there together. I'm asking for some participation over here. Baruch atah Adonai. Here we go. Tanurabanan. Aruch vikatsroi. Kosher. Aruch means it was long and you shortened it. Long doesn't mean necessarily extra long. It just means it was regular length, or actually it means a little longer than that, and you shortened it. Why does that have to be a little longer than that? Because if it has to be a shear shofar, you can't shorten it less than a shear shofar. But let's say it was longer than a shear shofar, and you shortened it. Kosher. What is the shear shofar? Anyone know? What's the idea of the tefach? You have to hold it. Now, do you have to hold a shofar when you blow? In theory, can you blow a shofar if it's sitting on the desk and you just blow? Are you yotze? Let me ask you another question. You actually have to put your lips on the shofar. Can you just, like, if you have, some people have, you know, very good control over their mouth, if you could, like, blow a sound into a wind, into the shofar, and make a sound without touching it to your lip, that you don't touch the shofar at all, can you do that and be yotze? Talking like a boss, but it's not a machlokes. Exactly, Rambam and Rabbi Yoshev. But yes, the Rabbi Yoshev does pick up the other opinion. It's a machlokes between the Rambam and some other Rishonim. And the Rambam says that you don't have to touch the shofar. So it's interesting shear. Maybe we'll talk about that when we get later on. We have the shear of you're holding it. It sounds like you have to hold the shofar. Do you have to hold the shofar, yes or no? Okay. It's kosher. What's the chiddush that it's kosher? I would have thought it's not kosher. I mean, there's a chiddush here. What's the chiddush that when you shorten the shofar, it's going to be kosher? And this mefaran a machloikas rishonim. The Meiri has one shot. We photocopied the Meiri. I apologize for not photocopying the Ritva. I made a few copies of the Ritva here. If anyone wants, either now or later, you could come get them. But I can tell you what it is. There's the Ritva and and another Meiri here. The Meiri says that the Chiddush is as follows. Being that there still remains a Shir Tekiya, if you look, what we're reading, and I'm reading to you now, is the Maamar Klamis we gave out earlier. This, what Yosef Tzvi is taking is different Maamar Klamis. The Meiri says, Shofar, Shaya Arach, Vikitzra, Hoyu Mikol Mokim Nishpat Nishtair Boy Shir Tkia, Afilu Kotzer, Machmas Psul, Shahayu Boy. The Meiri says, maybe, let's hear about a Shofar and it had a Psul in it. I say, okay, I'll fix it. I'll just cut out the psul. I'll shorten the shofar. Is that okay? That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, of our Braisa. Shofar aruch v'katzroi machmas psul. Kingoin. What would be an example? Shahaya nizdak le'orkoi. It was cracked along the length. And you just cut out the entire crack. Kosher. That's the chiddush. So, first of all, the Meiri is saying, I have a shofar, because they don't have a cup that I can rip. Styrofoam would be best. Is it clean? Mechasit? No. Maybe in Mexico, not over here. Thank you very much. Okay. This is your shofar. It's got a little sedek. It's got a crack. So this is a case where if you would just peel off the rest of the shofar like this, and then you're left with this much shayfer. If it's enough of a shear, it's kosher. If I would have left it like this, what would have been? Puzzle. So I'm just getting rid of the tzedek by doing it that way. That's what the Niri says is the case. And that's the chiddush, that it's kosher. Even though before I did that, it was puzzle. So it's interesting. A shayfer that has a crack this big is puzzle. It's about chalukas Rishayim. We didn't get into it in detail because it was too much. You see, this is the Ritz for saying that. According to Tosfos, you can't say this case because Tosfos says in order for a tzedek to be puzzle, how cracked does it have to be? Kulay, says Tosfos, all the way over here. So there's no way to shorten that shayfer, because if you shorten that shayfer, it's gone. Right? So Tosfos could also have, in theory, a case I was thinking of maybe. What's another case where you have a nikev? I don't know why the Ritz didn't say the case of nikev. Why didn't say in case of nizdak and get into all this like hak and issues of nizdak is a cooler? Just in case of nikev. We'll get to that. He's not doing that. What? Would have to be. Seems that the Ritz holds nikev is not going to be a psul. I'm seeing that the Miri. The Mira also Nikev is not absolute. He couldn't do Nikev. So he does a case of Nista. This is the Meiri's shot. Why should it be puzzle? Because being that when the Shaifer was like this, is the Shaifer puzzle? According to this Meiri, is the Shaifer puzzle looks like this? Yeah. So once the Shaifer is puzzle, I can't fix the Shaifer. Like just like I can't glue the Shaifer. Why is Nizdak puzzle? Whatever reason we consider a puzzle. Why should it help? That's okay. That's what he said. That was the other minute. Could be. Can't hear you well. What'd you say? Holes included. Yeah, I'm just wondering why does he mention why hole is a much easier case than Nizdak or whatever. It's just interesting to me. He says Nizdak and not Nikev. Maybe Nikev is included, or maybe it's not. Maybe Nikev wouldn't be possible. There are those old Nikevs not. I don't know. You could say like you also. Upon him, the Ritva says a different shot. Yes, Rav Menachem. It's a good question. Good, we can try to get back to the Rama. The din of Taseh Volomina Asoi is only when there's a mitzvah to make something. And it says Taseh. Chaga Sukkah is Taseh Lecha. Yidilim Taseh. It's only when there's a mitzvah of Taseh. By Shofar, it doesn't say Taseh. So therefore, there's no din of Taseh Volomina Asoi. Okay. I'll call upon him. This is the Pshat of the Miri. The Ritva says otherwise. The Ritva, which... Again, I didn't give out that ritva, but Yosef Tzvi has the ritva, and I'll read it to you. It's very simple. It's very short. If anyone wants, there's a few more here. It's very short. It says the ritva, Aya arich v'katzroi, kosher, pirish kamash malon, v'atati derech havarosoi hi. The ritva says there's a different kamash malon. I would have thought this is not called derech havarosoi. This is a pasuk in the end of the Gemara, which hopefully we'll get to. Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, Ta'aviru, the Havarta Shofar Trua, the Havarta, interesting Lashon, Derech Havarosa, whatever Derech Havarosa exactly means, we'll have to see. I think it's also Machloikas, whatever Derech Havarosa means. But we're saying here that it has to be in the original stat, in the original state. Derech Havarosa, the way it was when it was taken off of the animal. That's what it means. Somehow, we'll have to see. Hopefully, we'll get to it. So I would think this is not the way it was taken off the animal. In other words, anytime you would make it any smaller, according to this Ritva, is a Hava Mina, you've changed the Shofar. So according to the Ritva, how big does the Shofar have to be? As big as it came. So the Hava Mina was, even if I make a Shofar, you ever saw those huge Shofars, the ones that they blow at the Kaisel, and they pay, and people get stuck up because they want like a tourist picture or something. So that Shofar, even if you cut it down a little bit, possible, not Derech Havarosai. According to the Meiri, what was the Chiddush? It's only if the shofar had what? According to the Meiri. It's only if the shofar had in it a psul. And I thought to take out the psul. That was the habit, and maybe I can't take out a psul. We're going to get to it. Give us a second. But Masha'enkein, according to the Ritzvah, has nothing to do with that there was a psul there. The shofar has to stay, the habamina was, the shofar has to stay the way it was originally. It's a good point. Let's go to the next line, okay? Let's go to the next line. Next line of the Braisa. Gir doi. The midoi al gil doi. Kosher. Gir doi. What does that mean? You scrape it. The midoi al gil doi. What does that mean? That means you get it back to its thinnest layer. Amida al gildoi. Kosher. What's the chiddush? Says the Ritva, the same type of chiddush I said before. If a shofar was supposed to be this big and I made it smaller, I would think that maybe that's not derech haverosai. If a shofar was this thick and I made it thinner, I would think it's not derech haverosai. The shofar has to stay intact. Thickness, height. If you change anything about the shofar, I would have thought it's not good. Says the Ritva, v'chein girdo v'amida agildo. It's the same thing. What? The chiddush is, it doesn't make a difference if you change how big it is. It doesn't make a difference if you change how thick it is. Those things don't affect you. That's the chiddush of these two. It's the same type of chiddush. These two things are the same, in the same the same direction, the same concept. So, how they work exactly. But there's something called a zachrus in the shofar. I don't know if you have to drill a hole, maybe it's a yosef, without that it doesn't have a shem shofar, or maybe you're not drilling a hole in the shofar itself, you're just being, I don't know. I'm not sure. For breakfast. Yeah. Right. You know, okay, automatically. You don't have to do that. Okay. Anyway, this is the Hamanin according to the Ritva. The Meiri says something else. Understandably. The Meiri says, what is this case of Amida al Gilbert? Says the Meiri, the one that we gave out earlier. Afa Pisha Nizdake Karabe, even though made it so thin. It can be paper thin. You've made your shofar mamish paper thin. As long as the wind is not getting out, it's fine. So according to the Meiri, the main chiddush is the chayra. He'emidoi al gildoi. What does he'emidoi al gildoi mean? Scraped it, and either I'll give it a minute, mamish, the thinnest possible, the last layer. That's the whole finish. Because I would think that maybe, okay, it looks like it's all, it's not a shofar anymore. As long as the sound goes through, it's still a shofar.
Rabbi.
Changing, absolutely changing the sounds. That's right, you're changing the sounds. We'll see, we'll try to get to that. Yitzi?
When you put gold on the outside of a shofar, in the later cases of the Gemara, you put gold on the outside of a shofar that it could change the sound. Is that good?
Put a gold on the outside of the shofar?
We said that if it changes the sound, then it's not good. So why is this case?
If it changes that from the inside, it's not good. From the outside, it's not clear. From the inside, it changes the sound. We're going to get to changes the sound, hopefully. We'll try to get there. It's Yeah, interesting. But he seems to say that would have been a problem. Maybe that's not called a shape for anyone. It's not a shape for us. I don't know. But there's a double machloikas Ritva and Meiri. Both of these cases. The Ritva says the chiddush of both of them is the same. The shape is not intact the way it was originally. And the Miri says, no, there's two totally different things. According to the Ritva, the Chayra, there's a Chiddush, even if it's not like paper thin. Let's say the Chayra came this thick. I made it now this thick. The Chayra, I changed it. Not Derech HaBarasar. Not the way that it came. I don't know if it has to be Dafka, you know, that you made it paper thin according to the Ritva, that there's going to be a Chiddush. I don't know. Okay. So why Taka? Is it not a problem of Derech HaBarasar? In other words, the Shofar has to be the same way that I made it, for, that it grow. For example, what happens if the Shofar has a thin part at the bottom and a wide part at the top, and I switch it? Is it going to be kosher? No, why not? So why would I cut the top? Is that called Derech HaBarasar? Well, it's interesting. The Chazon Yechezkel says an interesting thing. He says that the pshat is, because it's not dvarim hamutboim b'tevet kol eret. In other words, is there such a thing as a shofar this big? Is there a shofar this big? So if I take the shofar this big and make it this big, it still is shofar dik. Still shofar dik. It's not like not shofar. This is the way of a shofar. My shofar punk was bigger, but I'm not like undoing the shofar because it's dvarim amutbayim b'tevakol. This is the nature of all horns. Many horns are this way. So the din of derech habarasar is you have to like change it from its horn. I made it smaller. I didn't change it from its horn. I did a smaller horn. Can some horns be thinner and some horns be thicker? Yes. Oh, you see that the way that he's learning, it's not this specific shofar. Shofaris. You know what, exactly what the pshat on this is. And look, it's very interesting. I'm going to leave some things open for you to try to close up yourselves. What does Derech HaBarasar mean? There's a little translation. It says that the pasuk says, which means have a shofar pass. And we darshin, it's an interesting word, derech habarasar, the way it passes. What does that mean? You take a look in the ritva that we gave out, derech habarasar, kirish meirosh habahema, sheroish hakotzer kineged pi ha'adam. Derech habarasar means the way it's taken off of the animal. The way it comes off the animal. When it's taken off the animal, so right there, the mouth is, the small part is by the mouth. So it has to be the same way it was taken off the animal. That's the way the ritual looks. However, what'd you say? Because it's Derech HaBarasar. Correct. That's what Rashi says also. Rashi says, Avarta derech habarasar, kederech sha'ayo maviro biroishoi v'behema mechayim. Exactly the same. Rashi says, the way that the animal carries it on its head while it's alive. That's derech habarasar. The way that the animal carries it on its head. No, this is the small part I'm saying. The big part's on it? Like that? Maybe it means like this. It means that it's facing you, it has the big part facing you, like that it means. The worship, the negative, I don't know. Top part is facing you. Right. Okay. Al Kapanim, this seems to be a machlokes here between the different the Rishonim if whether or not this is going to be a chashash of Derech HaVarasa. Let's see what the Braisa says further. We're going to get back to this in a moment. Says the Braisa. We spoke about this earlier. If it's me bechutz, it's not then it's going to be pasul. Like Yitzi was saying. Mikev v'sosmoy. If it had a hole and you closed it up, imakev is to be a puzzle. Then lav kosher. We saw a lot of this today. Nosan shayfer b'soich shayfer. You put one shayfer inside of another one. Im kol pnimi shama yotza. Im kol chitzon shama lo yotza. You hear the kol pnimi. The Gemara is going to discuss how that happens. You're yotze. You hear the kol chitzon. You're not yotze. Tana rabana. Here doy beini b'pnimi b'machutz kosher. Give them it. I'll give the kosher. There's another brisa. You switched it around and you blew it. Lo yatsa. Amar Papa, lo tema de hafke li kituna. Don't say it's if you switched it out, like you switched it around like what's a kituna? Like a tunic, like a shirt, inside out. He made the smaller part wide, made the bigger part small. My timer, there are masna, domer of masna, the avarta, derech havarosa bitina. You need to do it the way that it came. Derech havarosa. What? Oh, so we'll get back to that. Now, if you mind me, try to get back to that. My flag is refining if it's the same problem or not. Questions like this, my friends. What would you say? I take a shaykh. I take the narrow part and make it wide. I take the small part, the big part, and make it small. And then I blow it. Pasul. Why? What about, that's the Gemara. I just said it was Chris. No, but this is not the way that horns grew originally. You changed it from its original. There are no horns that grow in the opposite direction. That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara says over here. That would be possible. What about if I take it, but somehow I blow from the fat side, which was originally the small side. Okay, it's a talent to be able to blow a shayfa like that. Again, what I did was, I took a shayfa. I'm going to leave the narrow side by my mouth. I'm just going to make it large. And I'm going to leave the other side by the end of the shayfa. I'm going to make it small. So if someone looks at me and says, you're blowing this backwards. Like, no, I'm not. Because I know that this is really the mouth part. What? You mean because the Shem Shaper is narrow here and big there? What? Same size? The size is fine. It's the same size. It's different shape. Share, not a problem. What would you say? So right now I took a shayfer instead of well, we'll start like this. This is the best way to do it. This is the best way to do it. This is my shayfer. Now, what I did was, this If I go like this, it'll be kosher. That's the shayfer. But I didn't do that. Someone help me mute this.
Is that okay? You mute.
I don't know how to do it. I'm not sure.
Okay. We're just asking everyone if you could try to keep it quiet over there. I don't know how to mute everyone.
Rabbi, if you click on participants.
Okay. Click on participants. Done. Okay. Okay.
Here. So what we're doing is as follows. Let's just get it clear. I have my shofar. It starts like this. I blow it. I blew a shofar. What I did was I heated up the shofar, and now I made that this part is going to be the big part. So if I blow it from over there, that's I turned around my shofar. You can't do that. But I blow it from over here. It's a weird thing to do. Weird people. Is that kosher or pasul? What? Why? That's true. But perhaps it's going to be pasul, perhaps, because you changed your shofar. This is a psul in the shofar. It's not saying you're not yotze if you blow. You passled your shofar. So now you're blowing something that's not a... In other words, when a person looks at this and says, this is shofar is meant to be blown this way. I'm blowing it this way. So now that I've changed the shape of the shofar, perhaps you've passled your shofar. Could be similar. Because now that I changed the shape of the shofar, this is not the way that the shofar was originally shaped. What? That I changed the shape of the shofar. No. The shofar was like this. And then I changed the shape of the shofar and made it like this. And now I'm going to blow from over here. If it's no longer Derech HaBarasa. If what you did makes it not Derech HaBarasa. This is not Derech HaBarasa. Now I have another question for you. What about if I take my shofar? This is my shofar. If I blow like this, it's fine. I don't change the shape of the shofar at all. All I do is I just turn it around and I blow from here. Kosher or pasul? Why is it pasul? Why is it not a good tequila? Watch this. My voice is failing today. But... No! Why is that not? So, is it seems like in Yerushalmi it says, Hatekeya min ha-kotzer is kosher. But if you're tekeya min ha-rachav, you're pasul. However, the Rambam doesn't bring a din of tekeya min ha-kotzer as pasul. What'd you say? No, then it's also pasul. That's also pasul. It's not there. Have a side. No, it's going to be, it seems like when you show me, there's a psul which is going to exist in my, when I'm blowing it wrong, or if I move the shofar, either one of them are going to be psul. It says clearly in the Gemara it's psul that case, because of Derech HaBarasa. What'd you say? Can't hear. Why not? A horn can have a hole in it. Why not? Some of them do. And a chanami, but it can, Hold on a second. When it says it has nike v'sosmaya, where'd the nekev come from? What? Okay, so it can happen on the animal's head. You're right, most horns won't, but some do. So it could be that that's considered derech haverosa just because it has a horn. Mitzvah derech haverosa is not a problem, I have other problems. Shabbata. That's if you flip the whole thing inside out. That's something else. Let's leave that for now. Right? That's derech haverosa. Yeah, but the point is, it's not bizarre. In other words, this animals do have holes. There's such a thing as a Karen having a hole. So that might depend on maybe in the Habami that would have been possible because of that also. But there is what? Mitzad derech haverosa should be kosher. It's possible for a different reason. Not because derech haverosa. It's possible for a different reason. It's possible because derech haverosa. Okay. The Rambam says, if I flip it over, it's going to be kosher. Why? Apparently, the Rambam holds the din of switching the shofar is a din in the cheftza of the shofar, not a din in the tekiya of the shofar. You can blow the shofar wherever you want to blow the shofar. We don't care. There's no din in the tekiya of the shofar. However, there's a din in the cheftza of the shofar. Why does the Rambam hold there's no din in the tekiya of the shofar? Why does the Rambam hold there's no din in the tekiah of the shofar? So if you have a halach in that, the Rambam says, I don't care how you blow the shofar. I just care that the shofar should be intact. It should be a shofar. Well, the mitzvah is to hear. According to the Rambam, do I have to put my lips on the shofar? No. All I have to do is generate a sound. I don't care you blow it from here. I don't care you blow it from there. But can I blow a bugle? According to the Rambam, can I blow a bugle? No. So if I flip the shofar inside out, can I blow the shofar? No, the shofar is possible. It has to be a shofar. So the Rambam is a psul in the shofar. It's not a psul in the tekiah. So if I would take a shofar and turn it around and blow it from the other side, is that a problem? No. Derech haveros is a din in the shofar. The chayra is going to be the pshat in the Rambam. I'll call upon him. Abaisai, there's another interesting Nakuda here, as follows. The Mishnah speaks about you have a Shefer B'Seich Shefer, the Braisa. Shefer B'Seich Shefer. If you hear the call Pnimi, are you Yaitse? Yeah. What about if the chitzoin is mishane the koil pnimi? Think about it for a second. It doesn't say anything. This doesn't say anything here. What about if the chitzoin is mishane the koil pnimi? So I have a shofar inside of another shofar. I'm blowing it. I'm just blowing the inner shofar. But what's outside is going to affect the sound of the shofar inside. Would you say that's kosher or a pasul? Puzzle. What? Oh, says Yosef, very good. It's the heart. Tipoizav is you put something on top of your shofar. Mi bachutz, if it's Mishana the kol shofar, it's going to be puzzle. It should the chayra be puzzle. What do you mean? Oh, it's a different shofar, though. It's a different shofar. I would think that it's going to be. It doesn't say it in the Braisa. Comes along the Meiri and says it's kosher. The Meiri says it's kosher. Either Braisa says Tipeu with Zav is puzzle. Or not Yoitze. not because of Mina. Says the Meiri, why is it kosher? Afilo nishtane koiloi b'shvil chitzoin. Im kol chitzoin shami imok. Yeah, still it's going to be kosher. Why? So what? Well, that's going to be puzzle. Right? So the chayra, what? Good. It's not making nush down because that's what the Gemara says. Im kol pnimi shama. All you're hearing is kol pnimi, but it's being nishtane because of what the surrounding. So it's still kosher. If I hear the chitzon also, then I'm hearing two shayfas. That's going to be puzzle. But if I'm only hearing the pnimi, but it's being mishtaneh mikoyach the chitzoy, then it's going to be kosher, says the Miri. Maybe that would make it possible. So why are we here not like that? Says the Achroinim, listen. Where there's something that's a part of your shofar, it's a part of your shofar, and it is being ma'akev the koil. So then that's going to make it that you're not yaitzeh. But if it's not a part of your shofar and it's ma'akev the koil, then you're yaitzeh. For example, let's say I'm blowing shofar. I put my hand on top of the shofar like this and I blow. Is that going to be ma'akev the tkiah? Yeah. Is that yaitzeh? Is you're hearing anything other than kol shayfer? No. Put my hand over part of it and I blow. Says the Meiri, so if I put something on top of the shayfer, you're right, it'll muffle the sound. But I'm still only hearing shayfer. And echo, you're hearing two different things. That's a problem of tre kol lo mishtamoy. Here it's just ma'akiv. You're not hearing the other shayfer. It's just nishtaneh. If what's making it nishtan is a part of the shofar, then it's going to be, but that's going to affect. The seista say, what I understand from the Meiri is the din of shofar mitoch shofar, is it a din in the shofar or is it a din in the tkiya? I ask you to bring me a raya from the Gemara, that it's a din in the tkiya, not a din in the shofar. Eli says, up until now, every bride says use the word puzzle. Puzzle, kosher. We get the shayfer beside shayfer. What's the word we use? Lo yatsa. Why did it say lo yatsa? Because Eli's saying it's not mitzad that the shayfer is problematic. You're not yoytze, but the shayfer is fine. If that's the case, so then I don't care if the gold is on the shayfer, if the gold is off the shayfer, if it's shayfer beside shayfer, you're not yoytze. Interesting is, I'll show you, we have the Meiri here. You can see the Meiri yourself. When the Meiri brings this din of Shaifer Besoich Shaifer, says the Meiri, Im kol chitzoin shama, pasol. Im kol pnimi shama, kosher. It changes the lashon of the Gemara. Our Gemara says, Yotza not Yotza. The Meiri says, kosher or pasul, says the Meiri. If it's a shofar that's not inside another shofar, there's nothing wrong with the shofar. So then you're going to be yotze. When is it a problem if it's a chelek of the shofar creates a psul in the shofar? You pasuled your shofar. Our Gemara seems to have a different girsa. Going to the girsa of the Meiri, the chayra, we understand why it's going to make a difference if what's being ma'akev is a part of the shofar or not a part of the shofar. What? He's saying it has to be part of the shofar. What? No, you play to the shayfer in a chanami. According to the Meiri, if I would have like a sleeve to put over the shayfer out of gold, that's not a part of the shayfer. It's going to be kosher. It's not mechubet to the shayfer. I'm going to continue, try to do more of this to that, Bez Hashem.